Welcome back to Afternoons at 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Well, Brand SA has partnered with Shop Local SA on an initiative focused on supporting small businesses in the river, on the Murray River regions, those regions that are affected by the upcoming floods. Now, they're wanting to encourage South Australians to spend your support for flood affected communities. Joining us on the program is Jessica Douglas, who is the manager of Brand SA, Department for Trade and Investment, and also Amanda Bridge, who is the manager for sales and marketing at Shop Local SA. Let's chat with Jessica Douglas first. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jade. Thanks for the time today.
You're welcome. This is very, very important because we were only talking about it this morning. I have a little cabin that will be flooded, and because of that, I've logged on to a Facebook group, which is a community that are all, I guess, there sending pictures and words of support and updates, and it is so much more far-reaching, much earlier than I reckon I could have anticipated. And to see the heartbreak and the photos, it's just awful. And there's going to be so many people that are going to be doing it extremely tough, and shop owners that, you know, have just missed out on a whole season of trade, Christmas trade, and we don't even know if they're going to get their shops back. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess that's where the idea came from. There's a lot of businesses out there that are doing it really tough at the moment. But I do want to make it clear there are actually some who are still open and are asking us to come and visit and keep supporting them face-to-face as well. So without taking away from that, you know, we can definitely send our support in the regions too. But there are many that have had to close their doors, stop trading, they're clearing stock, and, you know, even for those that are open, they're all facing reduced foot traffic. You know, tourism has taken a blow, and this is the typically busy holiday season. So even if they're open, they're really doing it tough, and that's what this campaign is about helping out with.
And how did the idea come about? Did someone contact you and just say, hey, you know, we've got to do more?
No, not really. So basically, I was 1 week into my role at Brand SA. Brand SA is very newly back, and we had a meeting with the team from Shop Local SA. So Amanda and Michael, I know you're going to talk to Amanda, they're really passionate about regional areas and regional businesses. You know, they've really built their business around that. So conversation very naturally moved to the Murray River regions where, you know, they're facing this extreme flood. So this idea came about, you know, how many businesses do you already have on Shop Local SA, and how could we help support more get on? So that's where the initiative really came about. Spend Your Support is what it's called. It's kind to the business community and asking South Australians to support them. So we want South Australians to consider buying from the local businesses. And to help them do that, what we've done is we've brought all of these businesses from the regions online, whether it be from Murray Bridge all the way through to the Riverland, all on one marketplace that's supported by Shop Local. So it's a really tangible way that the community can help by jumping online on that site and shopping from those businesses, you know, even if you can't visit them.
If you are a business out there that is on this list, or, you know, you're in the area, we would love you to call in and just give yourselves a plug and tell us what you've got for sale, you know, what you're selling. I mean, you know, Christmas gift ideas, all that sort of thing. Call in and let us know, because there are so many people out there, Jessica, that would want to help but just simply wouldn't have heard of these shops. So this is a great opportunity for anyone out there. Just call in and let us know what sort of business do you run, and how can we contact you, and what do you sell? Jessica, what are you hoping to achieve for the South Australian community?
Well, it's really about supporting our neighbours in the Murray River town. So we want to keep the cash flow coming, and helping them to reach customers that don't have to be in the area, who might not have even been visiting that region this summer at all, or might not have even heard of these businesses. We want to give this platform where we can bring awareness to them, have it as an additional sales channel, and help drive new customers to them. And I guess for the community, it's a really tangible way to help. So it's not like we're asking for donations. That can be really difficult as well, particularly at this time of year. We're really just asking the community to consider spending the money that they might have spent anyway, particularly at this time of year with Christmas coming up, but specifically spending it with these Murray River businesses that are doing it tough.
If you are a business out there and you're listening, Jessica, how can people get involved?
Yeah, so there's still plenty of room for businesses to get on board. So both businesses and community can visit the same website. It's spendyoursupport.sa.gov.au. And basically businesses can register to get involved and to create their own online store on that platform. There's no cost for that. So what Brand SA is doing is funding the setup cost and the onboarding onto the ShopLocal SA site. So no cost, no risk, just that opportunity to get your products out there. And for customers, they just visit the same site, and then that's where you will be driven to the ShopLocal SA page. You know, there's some amazing stuff on there. There's wine, gin, there's some great produce like honey and olive oil and almonds, and even lots of vouchers. So, you know, some businesses may not be able to get to their stock or might have trouble shipping it out at this time of year, but you can still buy vouchers, and that's really instant cash flow for the businesses as well.
Now, before we have a chat to Amanda Bridge from ShopLocal SA, I just want to ask you a bit more about Brand SA. So it is re-established and it's only very new. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, so Brand SA is back, and I guess it's really about celebrating what's great about South Australia. So, you know, we want to help tell the world about our state and build awareness for the state's brand, and importantly, that's South Australian businesses. So highlighting, you know, the amazing produce and services and experiences, all of those great things that come out of our state. And there's a lot of them. So, you know, I think it was around 10 years ago that Brand SA developed the state logo with the open door. And today there's something like 8,000 businesses that are registered to use that. So it could be on their packaging or on their websites or promotional materials, that, you know, 8,000 businesses who want to tell the world that they are South Australian. And I think that's exciting, because even though Brand SA hasn't actually been funded or been around, a lot of that earlier work has continued. It's been carried on by industry and the community. And I think South Australians, you know, they like to have something they can get around. So now that we're back, you know, there'll be a really dedicated focus. And I think, you know, we'll be really considering what that logo on the product means. What is it to be South Australian, and how can we help tell that one story?
This campaign that you've launched, Spend Your, you know, Support campaign, is this the type of thing that we can expect to see from Brand SA in the future?
Yeah, I think Brand SA is always going to be about championing South Australia and local businesses. So I think it's really fitting that we're almost sort of relaunching with this initiative, which is all about supporting local and asking consumers to buy local. I think in the longer term, there's a bigger branding piece as well, you know, really giving meaning to what it is to be from South Australia or to support South Australia. I think there's that bit about local pride, but also, you know, what story we're going to tell to broader audiences. But, you know, I'm at the end of week three, so it's early days for me.
Good on you. No, it's a fantastic initiative, Jessica. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. On the other side, we're going to hear from sales and marketing at ShopLocal SA, Amanda Bridge.
We could all do with a getaway this summer. And here's how you can get your hands on a free $75 travel voucher to help you along. SA Weekend Escapes is giving away free vouchers for short stays across the state. From Barrie to Victor Harbour to Kangaroo Island, there are so many places to discover. Elevate your summer with a $75 travel voucher from saweekendescapes.com.au. That's saweekendescapes.com.au. Get your travel voucher now. T's and C's apply.
Great pals are all you need for a great festive season. That's why at Parafield Airport Liquor Store, we try everything before it's one of our pals, which are made up of over 200 gins, 300 beers, 500 international and local whiskies, and 2,000 wines. But whether you're after a drop for yourself or spoiling your work pals, you'll find the best festive pals at Parafield Airport Liquor Store. Parafield Airport Liquor Store. Pals, next to Roulette's Tavern, Kings Road, Parafield.
Hi, Daddy Mannix here. At Mannix, we tick all the solar boxes. For instance, we're South Australian with over 50 years experience. We only offer top quality solar and battery systems. We offer a 15-year installation warranty. We also guarantee system performance. And it costs no more from Mannix, the South Australian name you know and trust. Call or visit any of our 7 showrooms or go online anytime at you know who.
This is Professor Michael Kidd, Deputy Chief Medical Officer, with some important ways to protect yourself, others, and our healthcare system from the current surge in new COVID-19 cases. When leaving home, please wear a mask when indoors or in crowded places. Cover your cough and wash your hands. Remember physical distancing. Test if you have symptoms and stay home if you have COVID-19. Together we can help slow the spread. Find out more at australia.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Come on in.
We open our doors to people we trust and care about. And for over 85 years, South Australians have been opening their doors to Resthaven. In turn, we've been opening doors to an easier, better life at home. From personal care to help with the shopping and social outings, you'll welcome the care that Resthaven brings.
1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Jade Robran.
Welcome back to the program. It is 19 minutes past 2 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, December 12. We're heading for a top of 18 degrees today. We're talking about flood-affected businesses in the Murray River regions. Brand SA has partnered with Shop Local SA to try and encourage those to spend your support for flood-affected communities. And joining us is Amanda Bridge, who is the Manager for Sales and Marketing at Shop Local SA. Amanda, it's a fantastic initiative and no doubt been very warmly welcomed.
Yes, it has. And thanks, Jade, for the opportunity to share some more information with you.
No, great to have you. I'd love you to, you know, you're the earpiece to these businesses. Tell us how they're feeling, how are they going?
Yeah, it's a real mixed bag. And in fact, we were up there, up in the region over the weekend and got the opportunity to spend some really good time talking to the businesses. And not all of them are on Shop Local SA yet, but it was great to get some insights. And really just underpinning what Jess shared earlier, there's plenty of businesses that are still trading in the region and they, you know, they're open for business. So certainly there are many businesses that cannot trade and are impacted, but there are plenty that we can still support physically. So yeah, just to be mindful of that message.
I think there's mixed messages in the community, though, that you feel like you don't want to encroach on the communities because they're already going through a lot and that anxiety levels are really high. So I feel like a lot of people are actually staying away in respect to how everyone's feeling, but yet, you know, you still want to support them. So this is a really clever way. Would that be fair in saying that?
Absolutely, yep. And you're right, there are some businesses that are really impacted and extra pressure at this time of year with more foot traffic would definitely impact them. But as we've just shared, the Spend Your Support campaign allows us to, you know, still give them business and we can come and visit them at a later time if we can do gift vouchers and redeem them later on in person. So it's a really good win-win solution.
Can you tell us a few businesses that are on board and what's on offer?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty. There's over 40 already that have signed up. So I'll perhaps start with Illalangi Gourmet Foods. Mm. So Karen, she's a wonderful business owner in Wakaree. She's got some beautiful gift hampers available on Shop Local SA, as well as some vouchers. We have Paradise Hill Honey in Murray Bridge. They've got, a beautiful range of honey-based products. Oh, there's so many. Rustin's Distillery. This was one, actually, that I didn't know about until I went up to the region on the weekend. A beautiful distillery situated in, amongst a rose garden. And you walk into their cellar door and it just the fragrance was just overwhelmingly gorgeous. It was full of roses and they've got a lovely range of gins and spirits available. And they're open for business. They're not impacted by the flood. And would be an example of a business that would be happily accepting guests to come in and visit them.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going because we're loving hearing, because I mean, by you telling us what's there, you know, may just spark someone's interest to go, oh, hang on. Perfect. I need that gift for Auntie so-and-so or mum or dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let me keep going. So Mallee Estate Wines is another business that absolutely opens the business, and we actually enjoyed a beautiful meal there. So you could buy a gift voucher for a meal, but they are also loading up their wines, and they've got some beautiful award-winning wines on offer. We've got Arosto Coffee in Renmark. Now, again, I only discovered this business through talking to other vendors. One of the best coffees I've ever had, and I'm looking forward to them adding their coffee bean range to the platform. They've got vouchers at the moment, and they do a fantastic breakfast. So, again, a good idea there. What else? We've got Tours. Now, the flood event is just quite a remarkable, natural experience. And we have a business called that are actually doing the flights over the river, so you can actually see from the air what's actually happening. And that's the Murray River flood experiences. So this is, not an event that comes along all the time. So if you're wanting to get another perspective, then absolutely check out that one. Or if you're wanting something a little bit more hands-on, you can actually take a guided canoe tour on the river, all perfectly safe, and actually experience it firsthand. So those businesses are all trading and happily accepting custom.
This must be of huge help to the businesses. And will 100% of the proceeds go to them?
Yes, it does. Yep.
And is this a passion project of yours?
It is a passion project. It is, yes, but we are a commercial business in our own right. But what we're doing for this campaign is waiving all commissions for the 3-month period. And thanks to the support from Brand SA, they've taken care of the onboarding fee. But to join Shop Local SA, we don't charge ongoing monthly subscriptions. It is a commission based business. And, when the businesses all have the opportunity to stay on with us if they want to, and then it's only commission on sales once they make a sale, and that's a guaranteed marketing investment for them. So,
how's it been going so far, Amanda?
Look, it's been great. We started our business in two years ago, really. It was around the time COVID was really forcing business closure, and we're very passionate regional South Australian people, so setting up an e-commerce store, we found to be quite overwhelming for a lot of business owners. Mm. So we firstly started the business to provide an easy e-commerce solution to complement those bricks and mortar businesses that were having to close down. But we quickly found that we were attracting a lot of businesses that already had e-commerce but just wanted another channel to market. And we fast forward now 2 years down the track, and we're pushing 200 vendors across all regions of South Australia, selling anything from experiences to food, wine, art, jewellery, fashion. It's just such a broad range. And we were just so, so pleased that we had the infrastructure there ready to jump onto this campaign with Jess and the Brand SA team and actually make a difference for these businesses.
Why is it important for bricks and mortar businesses to have that online presence?
Yeah, that's a great question, and a lot of perhaps traditional bricks and mortar businesses resisted e-commerce, but what we encourage them to do is think about it as another distribution channel, and all of a sudden you open yourself up to a whole broad range of customers. And the example we've used ever since we started the business was, if you're a dress shop in Loxton, you can be right alongside the dress shop in Unley Road on a marketplace like Shop Local SA, and you can be attracting consumers basically outside of your region, all over the place. And it just gives another vehicle to earn some dollars, which we all need.
Oh, yeah. Amanda, thank you. It sounds fantastic. And if anyone out there is listening, where should they go?
Yeah, sure. So I'll share the link that Jess shared before. If you go to spendyoursupport.sa.gov.au, you'll find out about the campaign there. And if you're a business, there's a link there where you can register, and our team will onboard you and nurse you through that process and get you up and running very quickly.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Amanda. Have a great Christmas.
And you too. Thank you. If you're not just anything we'll do.